Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service here, and the Obama administration, Tim, is setting loose some improvements to the federal hiring process in the form of a hiring toolkit. What are the tools that will be inside this kit and available to people at the agencies, Tim?
Great question, Francis. So again, OPM's and the administration working on a toolkit really to help agencies better recruit and hire, going along with their priority goal, cross-agency priority goal that's associated with people and culture. And there are a number of different things that are actually in the toolkit that actually also speak to a lot of different audiences within government that they're both within government that are already here. So again, around engaging the current workforce, but also a number of tools to help people better recruit and hire as well, not only at the entry level but also SES wise as well. A lot of those tools, Francis, as I understand them and as they're outlined from OPM, are really trying to shine a light on some best practices that agencies are already doing. So, you know, part of a good toolkit is not simply having the tools, but enabling an agency or enabling hiring managers or HR officials to know how to use them appropriately as well. And I think that's really kind of where some of this focus is on, is not just the tools themselves, but also some best practices that have actually aligned themselves with the tools so that you get a better picture of how they can be used and what type of outcomes you might actually be able to expect from them.
Well, I think that's encouraging because one of the things that you and I have talked about before and a lot of folks that I talk to in the HR world, in the government, one of the things that we cover on an ongoing basis is the fact that there are lots of options that are available that don't get leveraged maybe as much or as well as they could. And so if that's part of this process, that sounds to me like a big encouragement, a big improvement.
Yeah, and again, I think one of the other big pieces of this as well, because it's attached directly to the cross-agency high priority goals, is that all of this is being worked through the President's Management Council, the PMC, which also means that what you're doing is you're getting really top of house, you're getting access to top of house leadership within the agencies as well. So assistant secretaries, deputy secretaries, this isn't simply a set of tools that are going to go to Chico's or the HR community. It's actually reaching other people that need to be involved in ensuring that agencies are really able to recruit, hire, and engage talent.
The talent that they engage is the question, though. I mean, it's terrific to engage talent. It's terrific to have new ways of getting people in and so on. Finding the good folks is still the challenge, right, Tim?
So I think finding the good folks is still a good portion of the challenge. But again, I think part of this toolkit is around better educating both through tools and information, flexibilities that agencies have as well. So you and I talk a fair amount about pathways, and that being one tool that's kind of in that toolkit to try to attract talent. But what are other tools that are in your toolbox? You've got Schedule A hiring authority for people with disabilities. How can you effectively use that hiring authority to actually bring people in? How do you use, for instance, even IPAs or folks from other agencies on detail to your agency for short-term assignments? Rather than looking at full career appointments, are there ways that you can have term appointments for projects that you don't anticipate being all that long in duration? So do you bring somebody in for a 3 to 4 year term appointment? So again, how do you use some of these tools and what situations to actually meet what your needs are? And oftentimes I think, we're finding the right people. I actually think finding the right people is sometimes less of an issue. It's actually ensuring that you can get them through the system. And again, a lot of the toolkit is, so now you found the right person, how can you effectively bring them in?
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service. The toolkit will be available through a dashboard, and there's a school of thought that that we got plenty of dashboards right now. Thank you very much. That we'll see how effective the dashboard is for people to be able to, excuse me, how effective the dashboard is for people to be able to use these tools. What do you think this means that OPM, OMB, and the Office of Science and Technology Policy are going to be working on this together? The message I took away from that is, wow, they're putting the heavy hitters on this. This is really important.
So I think that's right. And again, back to my earlier point that they're also trying to drive this through the PMC, not trying to, will be driving this through the PMC. I think all of that really matters is that, you know, again, I think part of the challenge to date, whether or not we've fully acknowledged it or not, is that largely the art, the science, the process of recruiting, hiring, engaging, talent has long been almost delegated to HR. And again, whether that's been a tacit delegation or a very intentional delegation, it's been seen largely as an HR function. And I think what bringing not only OPM into this process, but OMB, the Office of Science Technology Policy, and in fact, the PMC into this says that talent is actually everybody's concern, and it's actually something that everybody has to be involved in. And I think that's where the dashboard comes in as well, as part of this is around how are hiring managers and leaders in agencies actually engaging in this activity, not simply the HR staff.
The bottom line here is we want to get more people in, we want to improve the hiring process, but also we want to continue to have these policies perpetuate themselves. One of the issues there that I wonder about is OPM and the White House will implement these milestones, and my colleague Stephanie Wasko lays them all out in the story at federalnewsradio.com. In late summer of 2015, that only leaves about a year and a half left of this administration, and I wonder if that's enough time for something like this that is pretty major and pretty important to stick so that it continues into whoever the next administration is.
Yeah, and I think that is the million-dollar question. I think with this or any time you get toward the end of an administration, which is if you've got a year and a half, if you've got 2 years left, if you've got 2.5 years, is that enough time to implement? And I think for it to fully take hold. And I think part of the answer to that is, you know, when you're looking at priority goals, I think it's important that you really zoom in on the ones that matter the most in that. So whether it's around recruitment and hiring or driving your greater employee engagement, or it's around, you know, building your IT infrastructure or what it happens to be, it really you've got to take a little bit more of a laser-like focus. The more priority goals that you have or actions that you're trying to achieve, I think the less likely it is that you're going to successfully achieve and get traction on any of those in a way that's sustainable. So I think part of the challenge with this in general, particularly as it relates to people and culture, is to ensure that both the administration, OPM, OMB, the Office of Science, Technology, Policy, and ultimately agencies are actually putting the right focus and maybe even narrowing it down further than, you know, the list of areas that OPM has actually focused on to say which are the ones within our agency that really matter the most and how are we actually going to drive that so we get traction. I think that's where it's going to be successful. I think ultimately when agencies look at this and say, so we have to bite off all of this and it's going to be implemented in the next couple of years, maybe less successful. So again, you know, it's okay to look at it all, but it's also really important to say, where do we actually have the biggest opportunity here to make the greatest difference and for it to take hold long term?
We have a framework, but we don't have all the meat on the bones yet. My colleague Stephanie Wasko writes, OPM plans to look at the Pathways Program the Chief Human Capital Officers found inadequate in the most recent Partnership for Public Service survey, but the summary didn't offer any further details on what OPM plans to do. As the resident expert on that program, what would you like to see them do to make Pathways more usable and more user-friendly for HR directors?
So I'm not sure that all of that is on OPM, but I think one of the things that I think we have to get to at a point with Pathways is greater clarity in terms of what can and can't be done. So, you know, again, we talk about Pathways on this show pretty regularly. I talk about it a ton in my role here at the partnership. I think one of the things that is actually at play with some of the concern about implementation of Pathways is maybe some false information that has been lingering out there that agencies just aren't quite sure how to deal with. And so I think that's one of the things that OPM can continue to do, and I think they're already making strides in doing this, but I think one of the things that OPM can continue to do is to make sure that they're clarifying in a way that actually makes sense, not just to the folks here in D.C., but to agencies all across the country, and for that matter around the world, who are actually trying to hire people through the Pathways programs in terms of what can and can't be done. So I think some additional clarifying guidance on some issues may actually be really important in this process, so that we're kind of stripping away the myths from reality and shining a light on really what can be done. And then I think that is part of the second piece of this as well, is we have to remember a little bit that the Pathways program is really only 2 years old yet. And we moved substantially in a new direction, and change does take time. With that said, I think we can't simply OPM, OMB, the partnership even in its work in this area, can't simply say change takes time and therefore we just have to let it kind of run its course. I think we're actually at a critical juncture here where we actually do all have to pay attention to this now and really roll up our sleeves and say, what are the key barriers? What are the key challenges right now to implementation? And let's find a way collectively to overcome those. And that may in fact mean that we have to go back to the drawing board a little bit, either through legislation or through regulation, to make some changes. But I think that's really what's on the board. And I think that's why you see a framework here, and not all of the answers yet, is that I think OPM, like a lot of us, are really still trying to figure out, kind of separate the wheat from the chaff. What are the big, hairy issues that are really getting in the way of implementation, and where is there just kind of a fog that's covering things that we're not quite sure it's an issue, real or perceived?